This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This goes for Bob from the 214. Hey, Bob, McCarthy was 10 of 13 for 133 yards and two touchdowns in training camp yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people like what he's doing right up there at training camp. Jen got the kids up about an hour ago to clean up the toilet paper.
Okay.
Yeah. We got TP'd last night, just so everybody knows. I did know they TP'd the neighbor's house.
Poor Fred.
Thinking it was our house. Poor Fred was out there this morning, too, with them, you know, TP'ing. And I don't think he's real happy about it. He's upset they TP'd his tree. Your tree's going to be fine, man. It's an oak. It'll be just fine. I'm not worried about your tree. It's a couple pieces of toilet paper. Okay, let's not freak out over this whole thing. But I find it to be very funny, actually.
Yeah.
That they TP'd the house last night. I woke up at 4:30 to get in the car, drive out, and there's toilet paper everywhere. And like I said, we don't have the trees in our yard anymore, so they TP'd kind of the neighbor's house and our house, right? And they put some TP on my daughter's car and whatnot. You know, so now there's fights going on over who did it, and I'm blaming the wrong person and whatnot.
Oh,
my
nice.
Older daughter's blaming my younger daughter, but her friends don't drive, and so here we sit with the mysterious. And then they go, well, they TP'd Fred's house, so they weren't even coming after us. Okay. We don't have trees. This is how this works. Okay. So they went and got the tree that hangs over our yard because Fred hasn't trimmed his tree. And so it hangs over our yard. So technically, the part that they did get is in our yard.
Reminds me of that Curb episode. The lemon tree is causing my fence to erode.
Right. Yes.
So I'm going to need you to go half on this.
Well, yeah.
Technically, the tree's in your yard, but you get the lemons that fall in your yard. Yeah, they're in my yard.
Right.
So then we'll go half on this fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think so.
So that's part of the reason, I guess, why they TP'd it. It is hanging over in our yard, so they're out there this morning ripping the toilet paper out of the tree this morning, which I think it's hysterical. I don't have a problem. My daughter's like, Mom's mad. My wife's like, I'm not mad. We're laughing about this thing. It's funny.
Yeah. We kind of go back and forth today between Chiefs and Royals because that's what happens when your teams are winning at a success rate, at least the Royals right now, back to 500, had a big weekend. Chiefs coming off a Super Bowl loss, getting ready to gear up for the next season. Training camp is in full force. Mac was there all weekend. I was there with him on Saturday. And when we were there on Saturday, Rashee Rice spoke. And I think we can all think about what are the three big stories of camp, right? We knew it was left tackle. We know that's now solidified as Josh Simmons is home. He has won the position in a week. I would say the second big story is what's going to be the suspension of Rashee Rice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's like, when are we going to get this information? Is it 4 games? Is it 6 games? Is it 2 games? Is it 8 games? We don't know. We know that we will get some sort of information eventually. So there was that. And then there's also now what is developed as what is going to happen at right tackle. Is it Juwan Taylor? Is it Jalen Moore? Who is going to be that right tackle? And I thought that Rashee Rice said something this weekend when he was asked at the podium about, of course, everything, because I think this is the first time he's talked since the court decided to give what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashee Rice had this to say when they asked him what he's done to get better.
Continue to stay true to self and lock in on what you want to do. Honestly, it's just somebody that you can basically see yourself in and you want to grow up to be like, or just to have people around you that can advise you and help you grow?
So they asked him to give context to that answer of what he's done or how he's gotten better, and he said he found a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. And I know that I'm not here to, you know, sugarcoat what he did, because what he did was a huge mistake. It was a dangerous act. It put a lot of people in danger, including himself and many others in that accident. But you love to hear a guy kind of be knocked down a few pegs and then tell you exactly what you want to hear, which I think that's one of those things that I think is very important, because when you ask Rashee Rice, like, what have you done to get better? You know, you can hear like, oh, you know, well, I, you know, got with family. Ding, check the box. Oh, I've, you know, gotten this way, or I've figured out how to do this. I've worked out better. Cool. But to find a mentor, to have somebody that now you can, because what was the one thing that we were talking about when he got in trouble? Because there was the car wreck and he was with friends that maybe not are good people to be around. Then there was the nightclub incident where that thing got expunged immediately. Like, right. He tried to do something, but he was around some people and it was like, hey, get yourself around people that are going to look out what's best for you, mm-hmm. and that you know they are true and they're going to be there for you. And finding a mentor, finding somebody to talk to and get advice from and kind of get better that way. Mac and I have done this, like, we lean into you. Hey, if I have something going on with sales, Dusty, here's what you need to do. And there'll be a private conversation with Bob and I after the show or on the way home on the phone. Mac comes to both of us and asks us things, and it makes you better because you find somebody that cares about what you can become and what you actually are. And mm-hmm. we know that Rashee Rice is a wide receiver one in this organization. We know he could be a future Pro Bowler. He could be a huge piece of this team, a big, big target for Patrick Mahomes. But you can't be that if you surround yourself with poisons and cancers and evilness. But if you find somebody that's like, hey, man, like, you know what we should do today? We should just go to the gym, and then we should go back and we should just watch film, or we should go back and play video games or whatever it may be. But Rashee Rice has found a mentor, and since then, been very, very quiet. Now, I know there are reasons why, right? He's on, you know, 5 years probation where he's got to do 30 days in jail because of what he did. He wants to be a football player on a team that is, what do you want to call it, like, your intrigue to be great on a team that is great is awesome, because mm-hmm. if something is awesome, you want to be a part of that awesomeness. And if you're not, you feel left out. Look at Kareem Hunt's story.
Yeah.
Getting pulled over by the cop in the backseat, be like, I could have been a Super Bowl champion.
Right.
Now he's back here doing whatever he can to get back to being a Super Bowl champion. Got to a Super Bowl, didn't win, but you better believe that eats up Kareem Hunt inside over and over again. I think if he would have heard those words like Rashee Rice said, I got a mentor. Immediately when I messed up, I went and found somebody that I can talk to and give me the belief that I'm actually this person, not this other person that I thought I was. You love to hear it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's a sign of growing up. And I was watching an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond over the weekend, and they're family fighting and whatnot. And Raymond has a line in that, and it kind of ticked his mother off. But he said, nothing good comes from family. And you start to kind of think about that with your own family. Every family's effed up. No matter how great you think your family is, every family is effed up. And sometimes, you know, guys go to the NFL, and we see this all the time. A lot of people that they were hanging around with don't have their best interest in mind. They think they're going to be on a money grab and a cash grab, and it becomes too much for players to handle their family and their friends and people that they were friends with or close to before they became big in the NFL. And then these people want to, you know, get involved for all the wrong reasons. And so you got to kick a lot of these folks to the curb. It's good that he did go out there and find a mentor, because I think it was, what was it, 2 years ago, maybe it was even last year during training camp, where I had people telling me they think he can be the best wide receiver in Chiefs history, right? They think he can surpass what Tyreek Hill has done for this organization. And he was definitely on that route, right? In the first year and then a couple of games, and his knee got blown up. And so he missed all of last season. That doesn't mean he still can't become the best wide receiver in franchise history. But I also think he's the biggest key weapon to this offense moving forward. Once Travis Kelce moves on, Rashee Rice is going, I think, to be that guy. I think he is going to be that one wide receiver that once we're past all of this, and again, he's 20 some years old. We're talking about kids toilet papering my kid's house today and Fred's tree and all that kind of stuff. Kids do stupid things, and you're really not an adult mentally until you hit the age of 30. And even still, you're not an adult, especially as a guy, right? But like you're learning these things. You're learning stuff as you go along. And when you're an athlete, you never suffer repercussions from doing bad things ever. Because if you're a good athlete in high school, Mrs. Jones is going to give you a D. You're not getting an F, and they take care of everything for you. So you always think you're invincible. And then you get into a situation like Rashee Rice got in, and thank God nobody died. Thank God nobody got hurt. Thank God nothing was serious, but he can learn a hell of a lot from that situation and realize, oh man, I'm not invincible. They can't take care of everything for me. There are going to be repercussions. That may be the best thing to happen to his career. That dude grew up, and I do think he is going to be the next running mate, if you will, for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it's so cool to see, to watch these kind of grow on, watch these guys kind of grow on and off the field, because we know, like you mentioned, his physical capabilities and what he can do on the field. But to reach your full potential in anything in life, but especially on the football field, you've got to have that mental game down. And it doesn't matter if you're 25 like Rashee Rice or 65, having someone in your life that you can go to and ask questions and say, hey, man, this, what would I need to do here? I put myself in this situation through my, you know, series of bad mistakes. How can I lift myself back up? It doesn't matter how old you are, having someone in your life that's, you know, maybe older than you, maybe your age, maybe even younger than you, who can just kind of push you in the right direction that you'll actually listen to. And that's probably what it, the hardest part is for a younger guy, being a younger guy myself, finding someone that you'll actually listen to who will feed that advice to you is huge. So good for Rashee Rice, man. Awesome to see that.
Yeah. And whoever his mentor is, I don't know. I don't want to know. It's none of my business.
Of course.
As long as it works for you and it's somebody that, you know, you can feel confident in and get direction from. And I think you put it the right way. Listen as well, because I know when I was younger, I knew it all, man. I had this world. Mm-hmm. I knew everything. And then the older I get, the more I realize how stupid I am. And that's how it kind of goes in life. The older you get, the more you realize you don't know. But when you're in your 20s and fresh out of college, we were all there. We all knew everything. Now, I know the way of the world. Nobody's going to tell me anything. And then you start to realize, I really don't know anything out here. And the more you listen and take advice from people and learn from their mistakes or whatever the case may be, the better off you're going to be. And the sooner that you can realize you don't know anything, the better off you're going to be in life, because we don't know anything. We can learn every single day. And I just love the fact that he's given himself the opportunity to turn his life around. And I think that's cool. And everybody's allowed that. Everybody's allowed to make mistakes. It's when you keep making mistakes over and over again and you're not learning from them, then we have to say goodbye to you.
And he's still got another learning curve, because he will be suspended. He's had to miss time watching the team do what they have to do on the field without him, and see if they're successful or if they can be more successful with him. Because, Mac, what did we find out this weekend? He had 288 yards in his first basically two games, and 181 of those were yards after the catch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
It's nuts.
Literally. Like, when you put that sort of algorithm into what this offense can be and, you know, do the nerd stat of adding that throughout the regular season, like, you have a guy that can change a game. And the Chiefs have not had that at a wide receiver since Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And when we saw Rashee Rice as a rookie.
Oh, Kadarius Toney changed games.
Yeah, he changed it.
Yeah, he did.
He did change a he did change a Super Bowl outcome, kind of. But, like, you look at what you can do. And when you get those bad people out of your life, because we've all grown up with them, we've all had that conversation with mom where it's like, I don't know about Terry, man. He just doesn't seem like a guy that you should be running with. And then you're like, ah, mom, you don't know anything. He's fine. He just gets caught a lot. And then all of a sudden you get older and you're like, this guy's still doing it, and I don't know if I want to be a part of that. And you get away from it, and you're like, you know,
age out of this stuff.
Yeah,
man,
and then you know, you go downtown, you know, 5 years later, and you're like, there he is, still there, just absolutely zooted out of his mind. Nothing's changed, and he's 40. And you're like, you know, I'm glad I got away from that. Now, Rashee Rice, it's up to you. You're 25 years old. You've got the rest of your future in your hands. You are going to be suspended. You are going to see this team play without you. Now you have to take that and bottle it up and go through with it. Because if you can avoid the grifters in life, then you can drift through it yourself and be successful, because this team will give you success. We have seen that.
They will set you up. Yeah.
Ask Trent McDuffie, ask Leo Chenault, ask Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith, Nick Bolton, all these guys that were all drafted during this dynasty that now all of a sudden are part of this team and part of the future. And they know that the one thing that matters is winning, because with winning becomes success.
Yeah. And everybody, you know, can learn from all of that kind of stuff. And you're right about the grifters in life that will come alongside. You'll have people reach out to you, these guys do, that say that they're your second cousin and you've never heard from this person ever before. So it's good. And also, too, one more thing on Rashee Rice. The suspension at the beginning of the year may actually be really good. Give that knee a couple more weeks to kind of get better and heal up, because we're not quite a year removed from where that injury was. What was that, week three of the NFL season, right?
First half.
So
if
he suspended two or three games, give him an entire calendar year to get that knee healthy.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Football is in the air, and that means a lot of football news in the air as well. And people deciding, you know, I'm actually not going to show up. I want my contract to be negotiated. James Cook, the latest to do that, showing up to Bills practice. But every question he gets, business. Hey, man, why didn't you practice today? Business. Hey, what's going on? Are you going to be there tomorrow? Business. One word.
Business.
Fair.
Yeah, it's great. Marshawn.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Took a page out of Marshawn Lynch's 100%. Playbook. I'm just here so I don't get fined. So what do you think about this? I'm just here so I don't get fined. And yet the people that could still ask questions, like when he says business twice, you've got to know as a media member, he's going to answer every question business. But they kept going.
Right.
Like, you could, it's fun for us because we know, like, when you hear business, yep, and then business. Okay, he's done.
And there, it's over.
Yep. Vargy pitched great tonight. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly. Vargy pitched a good game.
So what about the – yeah, well, Vargy was great tonight. Right. Okay.
Is there a guy from the Revolutionary War here? Vargy pitched a good game tonight.
No, I mean, it's – look, I'm they got their distractions.
Yeah, I love it, the fact that Buffalo has to go through this right now. But I also look, this is why the business side of sports sucks for the fan, because we're experiencing all of this and seeing a guy like James Cook, who on the surface, you're like, yeah, pay the man. But also you realize he's a running back. Yeah. And Brandon Bean said the comment, the GM of Buffalo, who has 15 players on the injured list right now, just so you know, for those scoring at home, 15 Bills sat out of practice yesterday.
Wow.
James Cook, the GM, said about him, he goes, look, we're trying to fit everybody under an umbrella, not in a silo. And I saw that. I'm like, okay. Clearly, they're not going to give him the money that he thinks he's going to want. Don't hold out, though, and miss the entire season, James, if you want to make money, because you can ask Le'Veon Bell and LeSean McCoy how that worked out for them, right? So I would say you play, but I understand not being at practice and going through all this right now. And I love it. As a Chiefs fan, this is good.
Yeah, Le'Veon Bell now just copy-pasting popular tweets and posting them as his own.
No, he's not.
Yeah, that's exactly
what he's
all weekend.
Really?
Just a bunch of random, like, funny tweets that you've seen that he posts them as his own, gets likes. People are alleging that he's a little short on the cash, trying to get some likes on Twitter, trying to make some bank.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
From engagement.
So hang on a second. You're a former NFL player, and I understand, I think, like, 75% of dudes go broke.
Yep.
But
great 30 for 30.
Yeah.
But you're so broke. How broke is he that you're trying to engagement farm on Twitter to get a couple of cents on the dollar?
Pretty sad.
And he started boxing.
Yeah, and he boxed. Yeah, it's not been great for Le'Veon Bell. So,
but he made his own bed, man. That guy sat out a year and thought he was going to cash in, and he didn't, and he stunk.
Yeah, so be careful, James Cook, and also the Bills.
Yeah,
Bills lost Khalil Shakir for a few weeks, maybe over a month. Beginning of the season, he was their number one wide receiver last season.
Yeah, but that's start of the year. I'm not like if you're out for him, I'm not too concerned at this point. You know,
but if you're James Cook, you're saying, hey man, you may even need me that much more right now, right?
So collateral.
Yes.
One word.
Number one wide receiver there in Buffalo injured. Number one wide receiver in Miami. Causing some more distractions there. Tyreek Hill last week talked about the red zone drills and how, hey, man, we shouldn't have Devon Achane in the offense. Mike McDaniel needs to stop doing that. Yeah, he's not big enough. He shouldn't be in on third and shorts in the red zone, stuff like that. Mike McDaniel kind of clapped back this week. This is what he said over the weekend.
I thought it was genius reporting by Tyreek, seeing how we had a short yardage period that very day that you guys were in attendance for. And his suggestion was, I guess, congruent with Coach Studsville. That's exactly how we repped the backs in that short yard period that very day. But we thought it was funny that he reported the news that wasn't news on that practice day in that short yardage period that you guys were all there too for.
Everybody has a shelf life. His expired here, and it's clearly expiring down in Miami. He's one of those guys that it's great when you're winning. And the minute it goes to the left or to the right and goes off that track of winning, he's one of the worst people to have around your organization. He sucks. My one word is expired.
Expired.
Nice.
Yeah, tired. Man, it was fun. Like Bob said, it was cute. It was quirky. It was, you know, hey, here's this dynamite offense of a Miami team that is now... Bob said expired. I think it's tired. Stale, I think you could say.
Yep.
That's a coach that's probably like, I got to figure this out, or my tenure in the NFL is quickly going to be over, and I'll be an offensive coach, or I'll be a quarterback's coach somewhere. But look, we talked about it last week. Their entire secondary is gone or injured. Tyreek Hill is completely gone off the rails with what he thinks his role is with this team. What do you say, like, just now has understood the playbook after 3 years of being in Miami?
Yeah, what? I mean,
what are you doing, man?
Man, that's just so stupid to say stuff like that.
Expired. Because the thing about it is, Mac has a bet with a listener, Trent.
That's true.
Who says that Miami will still win 10 games. Max says there's no way in hell they're winning 10 games this year.
Now, the 17-game schedule doesn't make 10 as big as it used to be, you know, but I understand what you're saying. And I just, they don't.
They look like a train wreck before it even starts. Yeah,
exactly.
It's a mess in July.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, that doesn't look like it's going to be all right. Should we? No, we're good to go.
Let's get a few things cleaned up and be okay.
Sure.
Tyreek Hill is becoming that franchise killer, man. It is time to move on with him. Again, when things are going great, he's wonderful. Those are the worst kind of teammates.
Yeah, when all the bad news is circle around your best player, too, that's not great either. Right. He is their best player.
One person.
Right, one guy.
That is a me, not a team.
I mean, and Tua's taking shots at him, saying he needs to kind of get him back in the good graces of everything. And then he's taking shots at A-Chain, and like, he wasn't even in the plays and stuff, like as McDaniel said. Like, and then he called the genius reporting by Tyreek.
Read the tea leaves.
Yeah, that thing's a mess, man.
Soon to be a Kansas City Chief, because Isaiah Pacheco will take 10 somewhere else, and then there'll be an open vacancy for number 10. Tyreek Hill will finish a career in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be welcome back here. I mean, I think they've been just fine without the antics of Tyreek Hill.
Hypothetical trade involving Tyreek Hill and the Commanders. The Commanders and Dolphins have had discussions involving a Tyreek Hill and Terry McLaurin swap. The Dolphins want a high pick back in the deal that comes from Polymarket Football. Could be complete BS, but either way, a fun thing to talk about. Would you make that trade?
Nope. No. And I'm thinking from the Commander's point of view, right? You had a great first year with Jaden Daniels, right? And I understand there's some contract stuff with Terry McLaurin right now. That is a veteran. You guys talked about the mentor type guys in the NFL earlier, right? Terry McLaurin's that kind of guy. That's the kind of guy you want with your young quarterback. You don't want him anywhere near Tyreek Hill. He's not going to make Jaden Daniels better. He'll make Jaden Daniels worse as a quarterback. Because if he's not studying the playbook in Miami, then you're going to trade this cat to Washington and expect him to learn the playbook? Forget about it, man.
Yeah, my one word is business. We know what's going on. Yeah. It's going to happen. He'll be in Washington.
Of course.
And I mean, if you want, just go ask Jaden Daniels' mom. She was there at the press conference. Is it getting weird?
It is. You know, look, I'm a big fan of his mom having the influence in his life
right there.
But it's a little bit too far right now. Eventually, you got to let your kid go out there and be your kid, especially when he's the starting quarterback in the NFL. Showing up to practice every day and interviews.
He's 25.
And all that kind of stuff. Like, man, like, I know she got in the way, and she is in his best interest looking out for girls and all that kind of stuff. Totally in support of that. But just so you know, he's probably not going to find a wife until he's done playing sports, which is good, which is actually the good thing, right? She's
right there in that press conference. Not press conference, interview.
Interview on the NFL.
On the set.
Yeah, geez,
just
man.
Right there. Yes. They couldn't tighten the shot more.
No, I'm like,
she knew.
Yes, yeah. World of Wrestling had this guy come back.
We have 4 months left to enjoy the greatness that is John Cena. What?
It's the beast music.
Holy s***!
Hello, Michael Cole.
Oh my God! It's the beast! It's the beast! The beast is back! Brock Lesnar! And that SummerSlam!
One word there.
That guy was excited, huh?
It's Michael Cole, baby.
Brock Lesnar.
It's the OG, Michael Cole, baby.
It was awesome.
Lesnar coming back. People fired up, huh?
I mean, how nerdy do you want me to be? Cody Rhodes beat John Cena, the biggest baby face in maybe wrestling's history. And then here comes Brock Lesnar to start a new storyline that'll carry into WrestleMania. He comes out with a mullet, a cowboy hat, a cutoff shirt, gives, you know, John Cena the F5 and stands over him. SummerSlam over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well done, Paul Levesque.
Now, I will say this. With wrestling, they have these storylines written out, right? The ones in the NFL just happen. Mm-hmm. Which are better?
Wrestling.
I don't know. Natural helps. NFL's right. The natural helps. But I mean, yeah, wrestling has got some great storylines.
It does.
Too.
Yes. It's great. Yeah. Yes.
Take a ticket out of their book and just kind of use it into your sport.
Well, that's what they're doing. Not. Yeah. Right? I mean, 100%. Every league is doing it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.